This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. The GFS and European weather models had been competing with one another for attention. The GFS has been showing some good rains for the Western Corn Belt this next weekend, while the European model has been much less generous for this region. The most recent runs of the GFS pushed the rain further east, which would expose the Western Corn Belt to continued hot and dry conditions without enough rain. The drier forecast for Western Iowa, Western Minnesota, and the Plains placed a bid under Chicago border trade markets. I had entitled Thursday's report, Another Buying Opportunity for China. Friday, we heard reports that China has shown up asking for new crop U.S. soybean bids. I have continually stated that if there are any soybeans available in this country, China is going to buy them. They will only leave us with the soybeans rattling around in grain augers. We have every reason to believe that China is going to do what it can to live up to its phase one of the trade pledge. And to get to trade two negotiations, they want a new trade deal that will reduce tariffs. There was even a rumor floating around on Friday that China was interested in buying the Chicago Board of Trade. Thursday's commodity market collapse was enough to get anyone's attention, but an ancient time-honored adage is that the time to keep your head is when everyone else is losing theirs. We saw it as a buying opportunity. We think this is one of those times. We asked you to consider some calming questions. How much of the bull moves we've seen in corn and soybeans this spring are significantly dependent on fears of rising inflation versus fundamental realities of extraordinarily tight old crop stocks, a vital need for excellent yields in 2021, and the worst subsoil moisture situation facing the country since 2012? Where is the evidence that we have rationed domestic demand sufficiently and long enough to send usage estimates dropping in future WASD reports instead of rising? Even if export sales have paused, has demand vanished too, or will exports resume with this big price break? Does the threat of inflation from trillions upon trillions in federal spending really disappear because a Fed chairman says he might raise interest rates 2 years from now instead of 3 years from now? Do we know for sure that the Biden administration is going to renege on promises to defend and promote biofuels and cave into oil interests when polls show there will be a big political price to pay if he does? Do we know for sure that if we get the cooler temperatures and better rains over the next 10 days, that will be enough to meet crop demands and reverse declining crop condition ratings? As we answer those questions, we can only conclude that Thursday's collapse was stunning only in the degree of panic revealed, not any significant changes in actual fundamentals that are clearly bullish long-term in our view. I thought it was noteworthy on Thursday that when corn closed limit down, that feeder cattle closed lower. They are considered to be a very sensitive market, and therefore one could have concluded that there was skepticism in corn market downside follow-through. Feeder cattle closed lower on Friday as the corn market recovered. U.S. dollar strength generated by the Fed announcement triggered some of the fund liquidation. The low on the dollar index this year was set in January and then strengthened into April 1st. It then fell back to retest the January low in late May. The rally this week back up is so far just a retracement of the January-April rally. The concept that the dollar had to weaken for commodities to climb was really not the case, as the dollar has been higher since January. The dollar index fell 5% from the April 1st high while commodities rallied. The dollar index had recovered 3.2% this week. That percentage is the equivalent of 22 cents on $7 corn and 48 cents on $15 soybeans. Both markets fell much more than that alone on Thursday, so the physical impact of the dollar strength is in the market and more. The dollar has a physical impact in export prices, but it is the tail of the dog wagging the market. The dollar could be described as an accelerant to explosive fund activity. The sell-off made commodities a much better buy for exporters. U.S. corn is the cheapest source available. New crop U.S. prices are a bargain to any end user. We are new crop buyers seeing weakness as opportunity for end users. There should be some fireworks Sunday evening when the markets resume. Key will be Midwest rainfall and where it falls this weekend. Moreover, the extended range forecast looking into July will be very important as corn pollination starts across the southern and central plains right after the 4th of July holiday. There's a lot of corn in the Western Corn Belt that will never pollinate without snoking rains. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.